Hello, friends. Welcome again to Healers of the Light show with Joanna Basols. And today we're going to be talking about a subject that I'm sure that it is a very common use. I'm sure that you have been there, you have heard someone that is in this predicament now. And it is about being ourselves. We have probably mentioned many times or told someone when we feel that we want to be released from certain condition that we just want to be ourselves. I just want to be myself. I want to be let alone. I want to be me. Like, what is that? Is that ego or is that being yourself? What does that being yourself really mean outside of ego? Because we have to be very careful with identifying what we are with the identification with ego. That's very easy, and that's probably 99% of the identification of who we are comes with the ego. So we're going to kind of deconstruct the idea of who we are and from now, and we're going to go back to the universal mind, back to the mind that created the first humans, and see what was in that idea and try to understand from that place who we are. And also we're going to activate all those elements that belong to that space of who we are. We're going to activate them into our present time and to make them part of what we're living right now. So we're going to call them with the law of attraction. We're going to activate them in our life, and that way we can start tuning in with people that are like-minded and events that are more in tune with who we are, and just manifesting things in that way, in the sense of who we are. But before we start, I just wanted to give you a little reminder of our upcoming classes for the Soul Reprogramming Method. We have listed the new dates in our website, healersofthelight.com. You can visit it and go to the events list section in the drop-down menu. You can see there our upcoming events. We have two sets of classes now starting in late September and November. And we're now teaching the SRM in only two levels, in basic and advanced level. So it is shorter and more just to help people to be able to take it in shorter time, because we know that everybody has to work and sometimes it's difficult to make the time. But I can guarantee you that it's the best decision that you have ever made, because from now on, once you take your reprogramming class, you will be able to have contact with your higher beings. And I think there's no more valuable tool than that direct communication. And then also obviously balancing all your elements to be in perfect tuning. It's like a total tune up and connecting yourself to higher frequencies once you're completely restored. But also if you don't have the time to do this, to take this class, and perhaps you're not into that, you don't need to be healing anybody and you just need someone to help you with tuning up your elements, then you can just give us a call and we can set up a consultation for you and take care of that as well. And that will only take 10 minutes of your time. The consultation can be online. It doesn't even have to be in person. And then we send you all the reports with your reprogramming results and the results of balancing the elements, what imbalances we found, what groups of people in your life were causing imbalances. And we can take care of any particular elements that you want to want us to take care of. Like, let's say maybe workplace, is there any energies that need to be balanced? Is there anything in me that needs to be balanced with other relationships in my life that is causing problems in my workspace right now? What is my life purpose? Has that been activated? Why do I feel that the things that I'm doing are not fulfilling? And I feel that there is something missing. Is that because I'm not living my purpose? We can definitely find that out for you, and we can make sure that you are completely balanced and tuned into your life purpose. And after that, of course, we balance all the elements in the brain, body, and your DNA and your memory and cells, and you live you are completely balanced and recharged. After that, you'll feel physically enhanced in memory and brain functions and mind mentally is definitely a life changer. So give us a try, and feel free to give me a call or email us at info@healersofthelight.com to set up your consultation. Okay, very good. Now we can go back to our topic of how to define what being ourselves mean. What was the original idea that was in the head of God when he decided to create you? Before you become a living element in this planet, the universal mind said, I have an idea, let's create him or her. But we can take a step further in the mind of the creator and say, what was the original idea of being human? Before we can go specific, we have to go general. We have to see where we are part of what. So what is our general characteristic? What is our identity as in a larger scale? And that is being human. We can't do anything without that in this planet. So first of all, let's identify the idea of being human, and then from there we can go and define our more specific characteristics that define us. And for that, we're going to use two ways. We're going to do first a meditation, and then we're going to do a ritual. Remember that now in all of our radio shows, or most of them at least, we're going to be doing half of the episode, we're going to be doing either a meditation or a ritual. And that way I am trying to teach you how to use the elements. Through the ritual, we're using the elements of the earth, and we're using them to convey a message to the universe. The universe understands ritualistic language, and that's the way that we're going to use the elements, just to convey a message about enforcing something that we want, either if it is a thought, or if it is an energy, or in this case, it is the idea of being ourselves, and enforcing that will help us attract our way everything that is in tune with us. So it's everything that is like-minded, the people that are like us, people that we can talk to and finally we can resonate with, and it's interesting what they say and things like that. So that's what happens when you activate who you are. So you're really attracting the people that are around you, because sometimes through our life we start picking up things that don't belong to us. It's just like maybe you live with someone and that person has some negative traits. You know, that's usually they stick around faster and longer than the good ones. So unfortunately, we have to deal with this situation sometimes. And so you start becoming somebody else, and you're not happy because that's not who you are. You start becoming your partner a little bit, and all of a sudden you have lost your identity of who you really are. But by that identity, remember, we're not talking about identity with the ego. It's identity with the higher idea of the original idea of the creator's mind of who you are. So we're going to skip all egotistic identification of any cultural identification or gender. Like, just being a woman or being a man is not really who you are. That's just identification with gender. And being a doctor, being whatever your profession is also just an identification with circumstances. That's not who you are. And being whatever your last name stands for, or wherever you come from, that's just identification with your cultural circumstances too. And that really doesn't say anything about who you are. That's just your circumstances. So we have to be very careful in not letting those things be on the way when we're working with who we are. Very good. For example, when I meditate in the idea of being a human, because like I said, first we have to go in general, being human brings many things to mind, but really the first thing that anything, or the first thing that should come to mind for the creation of any idea, is the set of qualities of that being or that thing that we're creating. So the first thing that comes to mind of a human being is the set of qualities of a human. But so what does that really mean when somebody tells you be human, or you should act humanely, or be more human, or you know, that person is not human. Like, how, what does that mean? So we have to go back to the basic quality that means being human. But the answer is more than one. We can't really say that being human could be just one thing, because there are many qualities that are involved in being human. But there are some supra qualities that we can use to define it easily. So, for example, we can use the supra quality of kindness, because kindness has many qualities in it. It's a more like a state of being than just a quality. Kindness has in it the qualities of love, for example, compassion, understanding, and also has the qualities of discernment, justice, reasoning. All that is part of kindness in a way. So we can group all those into this category of kindness. And then we can say that the fundamental quality that originated the idea of humanity is kindness. Not being kind, but just kindness, a state of being. There is a subtle difference here, and maybe for our level of understanding is not, you can't really see any difference between being kind and just kindness. But when it is applied to consciousness, it makes a whole world of difference. So let's push our minds to the next level all the time, and you'll find how it expands more easily. Try to use the right terminology. Try to just not even you have to under, maybe you don't need to understand it completely, but just try to navigate in this way. So instead of saying just being kind, we're working with kindness in as a state of being, and we leave it at that. It will make sense later on. Okay, now that we have the broader concept, the most general concept, we can go into the most more specific concept, that is us, like you or I. What is being ourselves in a personal level? We just understood the macro level of being ourselves as a human, and that encounters its fundamentals in kindness. But what are your qualities now? Now we can go over your personal qualities to define you. So let's start here. Have you ever thought of what are your more remarkable qualities? So this is a good time to do it, because here's where we're going to define that feeling, that answer of who you are. So besides being human, that we already said it has the quality of kindness, that is going to be like the fundamental, the base of everything. Now we can create a list to find the essence of our meta qualities of the original idea of our individual selves. Very good. And so for this, just grab a pen and paper and let's start writing a little list. So if you have a pen and paper handy, we can do this exercise. For me, for example, this is what my list looks like. I'm just going to give you like five examples of what I wrote in my list. And I have qualities: I'm determined, I'm faithful, I'm ascetic, disciplined, silent, and strict. And for me, those are qualities because they represent my spiritual nature. That's who I have been my entire life. I always was in charge of discipline in school. I had to like make a note if anybody moved in the classroom or things like that. And I was always assigned to those things because I was so strict. And I'm able to understand the original idea of who I am based on those qualities. So that when I start calling them all together, I have a feeling that tells me, yes, that's who I am, that I can feel the group of all those things being me. So do the same exercise. Line up your five more remarkable qualities. What are the most remarkable qualities that you have, the things that you have, you know, definitely like come to your mind right away? You have five of those that we want to use immediately. And write it down in your paper. Then Write other five qualities that are less remarkable, but that you feel identified with. That you said, you know, this is not like 100%, but I also feel identified with these qualities. Let's make sure that we take note of those. So we have in total 10 positive qualities. Make sure these are just positive qualities. We're going to also write five negative qualities, but we're not going to use them for the rest of the exercise. But it's important that we know our qualities, because this is also you. You are positive and negative pole, the whole thing. You're not just positive. You have both positive and negative. And for example, in my case, I learned to use the negative qualities for a positive thing. For example, I use my asceticism to help me in my diet and to help me in releasing any negative habits of eating foods that I'm not supposed to eat, like sugars, coffee, alcohol, all those things. I was able to release that because I had that quality of asceticism that is in me so strong. And I know that it could be a negative quality, because if I don't control it, I could end up being a hermit in some kind of mountain, meditating in a temple or something like that. And that's not my goal. And that's probably not, I don't know if, who knows, because life changes, but I know that my purpose at this time is being in community and teaching and being here, present in the community. I'm more useful here than I would be meditating on the top of the mountain. So no one can say that they don't have negative qualities, because, you know, everyone has them. But they can certainly say that they have learned to dominate their fears and their negative qualities. That's something that you can definitely do. And that's why you need to know them, because you can't really master what you don't know. So once you know your at least five negative qualities, you will know how to master them and use them for positive traits, or use them in a way that you can get a positive benefit out of these negative qualities. But or you can also learn how to repress them and keep them under control once you have identified them. But if you don't identify them, then they're just on the loose. And I just, for example, I choose to allow a small dose of my negative qualities in a positive perspective, like I said, just the diet situation, or for example, just being strict, it keeps me in check for like writing, because I have to always be writing all the information that I receive. I have been writing a lot during the last 3 years, and not much has been released yet because it's not the time. But whenever the time is, you will be seeing this information coming, and it will be timely. Whenever they tell me it's time to release, we release. But in the meantime, we're going with the preparing, you know, the mind, preparing the consciousness for you to be able to receive the rest of the information. So you can do the same. Learn your negative qualities and turn them into positive, or keep them under control and just let a little bit of it come through to help you in what you need, and then keep them in check. Very good. Now that you have lined up all the positive and negative qualities of your original idea, the original idea of who you are, give yourself a few minutes to contemplate all these elements. Just contemplate them, like read them, all these 10 qualities, and the positive ones and the negative ones. Read all of it, and what do you feel? Stay there for a few minutes with these answers. Because the answer might not be able to, you may not be able to put it into words. It could be a feeling or a certainty, a feeling that only you are familiar with, because you only know these qualities, and you're like, definitely, and now I know this is how it feels being me, because you're calling all those qualities. So, and those are all valid answers, because this is what you're looking for. You're looking for a feeling, an intuitive response. We don't need a defined word or a phrase or anything that you can actually explain, because that might not be possible. And it's most likely is going to be a feeling. And that's how the universe communicates, in telepathic ways. So be content when you receive that feeling, but be aware of it so you can identify it again when you need it. Keep in mind that some of the most exciting things in life are feelings. feeling of love, feeling of comfort, of happiness, all those things are feelings. You can't, well, we put a name to them, but there are many degrees of them that we can't really identify with words. So be open to receive the answer intuitively instead of expressly. This is going to help you with your intuition too. This is how you start receiving messages through the way things feel. That's the first step to activating your intuition. And from there, you'll be able to identify that you're receiving a message just the way things start to feel in you. So that's how it manifested in me, at least, and I think it's a good exercise. So make sure that you're aware of this feeling. And today, we're going to affirm in ourselves. We're going to affirm in ourselves the original idea of who we are. And we're going to do it in two ways. First, today, we're going to meditate in the spaces of the universal mind where ideas are created. To come in contact with this original idea of who we are, we have to get to the space where the ideas were created. So then, after that, we're going to communicate that idea, what we found, the feeling of that we found, to the entire realm of elements of the earth and nature, that we're going to communicate them who you are. We're going to send them a message and we're going to let them know, this is who I am. And they will all receive it. They receive the message and they'll be like, oh, okay, this is who she is, or this is who he is. And then that will activate the law of attraction to put in your way everything and everyone that resonates with that original idea. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to connect you with yourself, with and everything that is being yourself, because it is not just that one idea. There is also the everything that is part of it. So being yourself could mean other people around you, like-minded ideas, best friends, all those things are part of what you are, but you need to activate that in you in order for them to manifest in your life. Okay, so very good. Now, the first thing we're going to do then is this meditation. And for that, please make sure that you're in a comfortable position. You could be standing up if you like. I like to meditate standing up because that way I don't fall asleep. And also make sure that please you're not operating any machinery. You can be conscious and you can even have your eyes open in all my meditations, because we do something that is called conscious meditation. We're instead of using the regular ways of meditation to get to some kind of relaxed state, we're using words, so we get there in a faster way, and you don't even need to be in any state of trance or anything. We're going to do it all consciously, so you will remember everything. But anyways, please don't do anything that requires your full attention. Don't drive or don't operate any machinery. It's just not worth it. So you can always come back to this podcast, and you can go back to our podcast in bbsradio.com/healersofthelight, or I usually write a blog every day after the podcast is up, and you can find it on our website as well, healersofthelight.com, and you can find the description of this blog in writing, and also the podcast, and there I will write the connection words that I've used today for this meditation. You can use them yourself to connect to this mental space if you need it. So feel free to use them. These are paradoxes that I use that help you connect to that specific mental wave. These paradoxes trigger the brain waves needed to reach the same response in the cellular system than when we use the regular ways of meditating. The difference is that in this method, we ensure that everyone reaches the needed mental state in less time, because we don't really need any preparation. We just can be, you know, control our breathing. That's why we usually start with 3 deep breaths and then start saying the paradox, and that will bring your mental waves to that particular state. And how so? Because paradoxes are phrases that have movement. They could be, there are usually 2 phrases that individually are true, And when put together, they may or may not be true, but they have this movement because of that contradiction that happens with these phrases. They create some sort of movement, and that's what makes the brainwave continue, you know, because it starts and triggers it, and it stays in your brain resonating for the length of the meditation. So that's what really happens with the paradoxes. Okay, so feel free to have your eyes open in this exercise. You can also have them closed or slightly open. The reason why I say that is because we are working with conscious meditation. So the indicative for a change in the brainwaves with these frequency words, it will be the difference in the perception of the external stimulus. You will either notice that the light in the room has changed, maybe drops, it gets a little dimmer, or it brightens up, or the sounds are more distant, the temperature may change. In my case, the light changes what I notice every time, and I like to see, you know, when that's happening, because I know that I have reached that mental state. And if it doesn't happen for you in the first time, just give it a try on a second and third time. But it should be immediate. If as soon as you control your breathing, then the frequency words can trigger the mental state. That's the beauty of it, that it really doesn't take that much preparation. And it's just that words that resonate in such a way that cause your brain to continue working in that brain wave. So very good. So make sure that you're comfortable. Like I said, you can be standing, you can be sitting. With these frequency words, we're going to connect to the space of the mind of the Creator, where the original idea of humanity was originated. We're going to go back all the way to that original idea. And there we can find the roots, our base. And on that canvas, we're going to bring in also our individual qualities. Well, what makes us who we are is individually. So, very good. Now, we're going to start controlling our breath. Three deep breaths. Please start. Let's go together. Now, repeat after me. Or simply listen to these words. If you choose to only listen, you must be wearing headphones. Otherwise, you must repeat. The universal mind is the mind of God. And the mind of God is the universal mind. In that said, the universal mind does not have a God. And God does not have a universal mind. Now, please imagine that you're walking in a place that looks like a bank of information, a library, a huge library with rows and rows of books. With information about people, their names. There are these huge books in the book and the bookshelves with the names of people in the back. And you walk through rows and rows of books. Very tall rows all the way up. They're huge and the books are big with these names on the sides. You take your time in this place. Walk around it. Be curious. Feel the immensity of this place, how huge it is. How many millions and millions of books with so many names. You can look and there is no end in either side. Now, start paying attention to the names in the back of the books. They are in alphabetic order. Walk until you find your own name. on the back of a book. Go through all these rows of books, walk and walk until you find your name and last name. Now, gently pull the book from the shelf and open it. Open the book and imagine that you're going through pages and pages of pictures of events that you lived. All the things that you lived in your life, all your birthdays, all the people that you have met, all the places that you have gone. Everything is in this book. It's gigantic, it's enormous. It has all so many things and all these pictures and things that you have written. It's like you have one of these collage books where you start putting all the things that you like and you collect the tickets for the concerts and all those things and the everything that makes sense, your little tokens from different places. Everything is in this book. So, keep going. And now, go all the way to the first page of the book and stop there. This is an empty page. It doesn't have anything written. But it has room for you to fill it out. It has been purposely left blank for this day. Now, imagine that you're writing on this page all the positive qualities that best describe you. Write as many as you want or as little as you want. Just the positive qualities. That's all you need. And you can start with the most remarkable ones and then the others. Now, close the book and place it back into the shelf. See how a bright light is radiating from the book, activating what you have written. See this bright light around the book and see how it just radiates like a sun. It's like so shiny, it's brightening, it's like so beautiful. The light that comes from this book is like a golden light that shines the entire room. The entire library is filled with this light that comes from this book. It's just so shiny and it feels warm, how this light is just beautiful and it shines and it's like a beautiful dim light that is just gorgeous. Now you keep walking to the exit of the library, and when you get there you see a very beautiful garden with flowers. People that are there, they're relaxing and enjoying themselves. You join them. You sit there in the garden and enjoy the comfort of that beautiful place. The smell of the flowers that smell like roses and cotton candy. Try to smell the flowers. Keep the smell in your memory, the roses, the cotton candy. Now, someone comes to you. It is one of the workers of the library. He comes out with a book in his hands and says that he needs to show you something. And you agree. So you follow him and go to one of the offices of the library, where they show you the approval of the text in the book, what you have just written. The qualities that you added in the book were accepted and they're now activated. And they say, "We agree with you. These are your main qualities. And we're going to activate your DNA for you to receive all the qualities in one." And now you walk out there feeling recharged on all the qualities that you wrote in the book, knowing that this will be enhanced and the union of these positive qualities is what defines who you are. There is no need to add anything else to that definition. You know it. This is who you are. Now you can go back to the garden. And now you understand that all the people that are there are enjoying just being themselves. They are people who are just happy of being themselves, and they are who they say they are in their higher qualities. And you're one of them now, enjoying yourself in that beautiful place, in that place of the mind, of having found your identity, your true self, outside of the ego. And now you can go back, fully charged in this frequency of being yourself, in this feeling that only you know how it feels. Slowly open your eyes or come back to consciousness. And here you are now, knowing who you are. This exercise will help you go back to base. Go back to your fundamentals. Every time that you need to feel who you are, that you just need a little pat in the back, a little reminder of your great qualities, you can come back to this place, to this meditation, and spend some time there with your qualities, and it should bring back that certainty again, that feeling of being yourself, and it will help you in many things. Actually, I recommend that you do this and come back to this place before taking any important decision, whether, for example, you have to make a decision that is life-changing. Definitely make sure that the decision comes from a place of who you are, so it's not influenced by anyone else, because once you are in that space of who you are, then you can come up with an answer that is represents you. Remember that we're attracting all the elements that are in tune with who you are, so this should definitely help in any of those aspects of attracting elements, people, situations that are in tune with who you are. So before making any decisions, you should come here. When you're going through some hardship and you need to regroup, you can come here to this place, to this meditation, and just go back and bring it. So I hope that you like this meditation. The next thing that we're going to do to enhance who we are, with this meditation, you're activating in your DNA all these qualities, and you're resonating like a wave of energy. You're resonating in this sense of who you are. So what we have done here with the meditation is activating your DNA, and now you're radiating everywhere who you are, attracting to your field, to your space, all the people and events that are in that same level. But now we want to make sure that we tell the universe that we know who we are, and to please send us anything else that is in tune with ourselves, and to please do not put us in situations that are not in tune with that purpose, with that knowledge of who we are. So the next thing that we're going to do is a little ritual. It's a very simple ritual. All of our rituals are going to be based on the elements of the earth, and the water, air, earth, fire, and ether. So we represent them with different elements of that we have access to in the earth. And we're just going to tell the universe that we know who we are, and to please make sure that you activate that law of attraction for us, universe, and make sure that you're sending our way all these things that are in tune with us, because we want to live a harmonious life. We're here to enjoy, to be happy, to have these things around us that are positive. And we promise that we're going to understand our negative qualities, to master them, and we're going to limit them and use them for positive things. So that's what we learned today about our negative qualities. There's nothing wrong. We all have them. We just need to learn what to do with them. So the first thing that we do is that we're going to gather that list that we had from before, our list with our positive and negative qualities, and we're going to fold it in four pieces. We have our list. We're also going to need a little bowl, where just a metal bowl, maybe like a salad bowl will be fine. We're going to need a glass of water. We're going to need a candle, and maybe this essential oils, something with fragrance. We always use this for all of our rituals, so you should have these tools around, because we're going to probably be doing this on Thursdays and different rituals. And let's grab just some dirt, maybe like just some ground from any plant that you may have there, just like a spoon or two of that. You grab it and bring it here to put it on your desk, wherever you're working. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to grab this letter, this paper, where the list where we wrote our qualities, and we're going to put it inside the container. And we're going to say, this represents the list of qualities, or who I am, in the earth. Usually the bowl is the container and represents the earth. So that's why we say this represents the list of qualities of who I am in the earth. And we put the list in that container. Then the next thing that we do is that we grab the 2 spoons of dirt, and we're going to put it on top of that letter in the bowl. And we say, this represents the element of earth. And with this, I integrate all of my elements to earth. And I am part of the earth in this new identification with who I really am. And don't worry, I'm writing all this in the blog, so you can use it. The words will be written there. Very good. So you add the earth, the ground, in the container, and you let them know that this is the new you, and you're integrating that into planet Earth. Now grab your glass of water and pour it into the bowl and say, this represents my feelings and emotions in tune with who I am. And that is the water that usually represents the emotions. So your emotions will be in tune with who you are as well. And now we grab the essential oil, and we pour 2 drops of it in the container, and we say, this represents the union of all my elements into one, integrated with who I am. From now on, I shine and radiate in all of my elements the essence of who I am. And then the bowl is filled. Very good. And lastly, we turn on the candle, a little missionary candle, a tiny one that can float in the water, and we turn it on and we put it on top of the water in the container, and we say, this represents all my actions from now on in tune with who I am. And finally, we proceed to blow the candle that is floating in the container, and we say, this represents the element of air and all my thoughts from now on are in tune with who I am. And we turn off the candle with the air, little blow the candle. Then we're going to meditate on this, observe, contemplate this mixture, this container with the water, the earth, the fragrance, the notes, and observe it for a minute or two. Observe how you have this clear intention of being yourself, and that everything that you do and everything that you think and everything that you are is in tune with these qualities that you have found, these qualities that were in you this whole time that you're bringing out, and they're going to be now in front of you. They're going to be more exhaled. All your qualities will be there in front of you. Whenever anyone meets you, then the first thing they're going to notice are your qualities and not other things that could have defined you before. They're going to notice all these beautiful things that you wrote in this note, and they're going to be able to see something else that they didn't see before. They're going to see the true you that was behind all the other identificators that you had accumulated in your life, that were put in front. You were putting your career in front of who you were, and your cultural differences, and any other things that you thought they were you. They were in front of you, and they were the first thing that anyone could see when they thought about you. But now they will be able to see all these qualities that you have. And it's a much deeper vision, and it's a fair vision now, because now they can really know you. You're allowing people to really know who you are. And we can do the same exercise to know who somebody else is, to allow yourself to see them from their qualities, or from the qualities that you think that they have, instead of the ego visions, egotistic visions of what you think they are. And we're probably going to do this in the next session, because we don't have enough time. But now that you have contemplated this bowl, the next thing to do is to remove the candle and throw it in the trash, and grab the mixture and dump it somewhere that it has a current, it has a flow of water. The paper will dissolve. It's a paper and water, so we're not contaminating the environment, and nothing else, everything else there is organic, so nothing is going to, we're not dumping the bowl. You keep the bowl for the next exercise, and just dump the candle, or keep the candle for the next exercise too if you want. You really don't have to throw it away. It doesn't matter. You can use it again. And make sure that you dump this water in a place that is a continuous flow of water. So maybe like a river will be ideal, or you can throw it in the sink, but make sure, or the toilet, but make sure that the water is actually going through. The flow of water is going through. It's not like one of the septic tanks and then it ends right there in your house and never goes anywhere. So you want to make sure that the water flows. So that means that in your life, you're bringing this. And if you wait long enough, maybe a day or two, the paper will have dissolved, and then you can dispose it easily. You want to make sure nobody reads your paper, or there's no chances that it gets stuck in anywhere. So make sure to wait a day or two and the paper will have dissolved. And that way, there's no chances that it gets lost or read by anyone. Very good. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this meditation. With this, you should have already affirmed in many different channels how expressing yourself, that essence of being yourself. And this should bring your way many synchronicities, people, events that are in tune with that energy. And you will see that definite difference in the way that you are perceived, especially by yourself. We're not really talking, or we are not caring too much about what anybody else thinks, but just you, because now you really have this feeling and this place to go back to that is familiar and that it feels good and it feels right. And you are going to be able to match to that space, to that feeling, anything else that is happening around you. So if there is something else that is new to your life and you're not very sure, make sure to come to this place and feel how it feels to be yourself again, be in touch with those qualities. And then you can decide if you want to allow that new circumstance into your life, if it resonates with that, and if it feels the same way that you were feeling right now. So very good. I really enjoyed this episode. This is very nice. I love these rituals and these affirmations, especially those that help you get stronger and make your mind stronger and just give you a base for enlightenment and higher consciousness. It really, really makes me very happy. So very good, guys. You know, if you have any questions or if you would like to know more about our classes, feel free to email us at info@healersofthelight.com. Also, please don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/healersofthelight and in Instagram, instagram.com/healersofthelight. We're always posting nice motivational, inspirational quotes and different posts that all have to do with our path of enlightenment. So make sure to follow us, and also you can join us in our newsletter. It's bi-weekly, we're not spamming you, so make sure that you follow us, sign up for the newsletter. It's on the website healersofthelight.com, and we send you invitations for events, classes, and we send you updates in new blogs, so you're always updated. Keep in mind again, the dates of the reprogramming classes are up end of December and November. So if you can make it all the way here to Florida. Have a beautiful end of the year here. Enjoy the weather in Florida. It's gorgeous in November and October. So it's just going to be a beautiful 10 days. It's all you need. And it's a perfect excuse to come to Miami if you're somewhere else. So take a vacation and we'll be here waiting for you. Thank you again, and looking forward to the next episode with you. Thank you.